Good morning, everybody. You're here once again with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Good morning. Good Monday morning. It is, let me turn the page of my calendar and see what day it is. It is Monday, February 23rd, 2026 at 10:03 a.m. I was just coming off listening to a little bit of Cat show. I caught the last 15 minutes of it because I was busily texting with a friend, my best friend, and my best friend in the whole wide world, whose name also happens to be Cat, which is confusing, but yeah, so I was listening to the end of Cat's show, and I know she mentioned that it was Mercury retrograde, which I was completely unaware of, which is weird for me because usually I'm very aware of the retrogrades. But it does make a lot of sense because nobody seems to be understanding a word I'm saying lately, so I hope that all of you can. And I don't know why that is, but Mercury has something to do with it, I'm sure. Because it just seems like, for me, like I didn't know it was Mercury retrograde, but I could tell something was not quite right. I'm like, all right, I'm being misunderstood. I don't know why. And now I know why. So it's very easy to figure out when you know Mercury's retrograde. So how are all of you? How about you come over and tell me what's going on with you in the Facebook chat? How does that sound? So the way you get over to the Facebook chat, if you would like to converse with me, or if you would just like to say hello, or say whatever's on your mind, if you have a question, a comment, I would love to hear it. I especially love questions because I love answering those. Excuse me one second. And as a spiritual psychology practitioner and a human design projector, that makes me pretty darn good at giving guidance and advice and seeing things that others miss and seeing patterns and all kinds of good stuff. So if you have questions, feel free to ask. Facebook chat, how you get over there is go to your device. I'm going to do this while you're doing it. I'll do it too. Go to your device. Go to 12radio.com, and that takes you over onto the 12 Radio webpage, where if you look on the left side, you'll see some options, and one of them is chat. And once you hit that, that will take you right over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I see Renee. Hey, Renee. It's good that you're here. And right now, Renee, you're the only one I see. Which is unusual. But we have only just started, so who knows? Maybe everyone's on vacation. It seemed to be really quiet. I was noticing it was really quiet this weekend when I was... certain times I was out and about and I was like, where is everyone? It seemed strangely quiet. And then other times, not at all. So, I don't know. Maybe Mercury's doing something with that, too. But, yeah, this was a weird weekend, man. There was a lot of really funky energy. And I don't want to blame everything on Mercury retrograde, but it does explain quite a bit. Oh, excuse me. I'm getting a little frog in the throat this morning. But let me just refresh the page to make sure that I'm not missing anybody, because sometimes that happens. And I wouldn't want to miss any of your questions. If you're here asking me questions, I certainly want to answer them. Nope. Looks like it's just you, Renee. So you're going to have to ask me some questions, Renee. No, I'm just kidding. Only ask questions if you're called to ask questions. Other than that, you can just listen and enjoy. Or, you know, say whatever you want in the chat, because I like conversation. And I'm going to assume that everyone's listening, but no one's in the chat except Renee, which is lovely. And I'm so happy because Renee, you're always here and I'm so happy to see you. So what do I want to talk about today? Well, as you know, I don't plan these shows, so things tend to just come up out of nowhere. And as of right now, I wanted to let me just find my notes 1 second. Okay. I'm just going to let spirit come through and guide the conversation, because that's always the best way to do it. So I know that Mercury retrograde can cause some intensity and some tension, and some discord and misunderstandings, which it has done for me this morning, especially. I often feel like I have to be very careful because I'm a Virgo moon, and I know I've got some other planets that are ruled by Mercury too, but in my chart. And I also know that when Mercury goes retrograde and you have a fairly strong Mercury influence, whether it's Gemini or Virgo, in your chart, because both those planets, both those signs are ruled by Mercury, you have to watch what you say, and you have to watch how you interpret things. So communication can get a little wonky, and I know this. And there's tension. So the tension piece combined with the miscommunication piece, you know, it can cause problems if you're not careful. So it's important to be kind of careful with what you say and how you're interpreting things. And, you know, don't just like lose your shit on people, because you're going to regret it later if you do that. It's obviously planetary influences. It's energy, and it has a lot to do with how we handle ourselves, how we interact with other people. And we have to take that into consideration, because I know I've heard Mark say on his show that Mercury retrograde doesn't define what we do. And it certainly doesn't, because, you know, you have to do what you have to do. If you have to sign a paper, it's better not to do it if you can help it under Mercury retrograde. But what if you have to? Then you do it. And, you know, you send light to the situation, and you intend for the best situation to happen, for there not to be, you know, any snafus or any problems. So sometimes we have to do that. But I really do respect that, since I am a Virgo moon, that Mercury is going to have a little bit more of a direct influence on my life, my especially when Mercury is retrograde. And I have to observe that, and I have to be mindful of it. And when it's creating the tension, whatever planetary aspects other than Mercury retrograde right now can be causing some sort of planetary emotional tension in our human bodies. Got to remember that this is why, you know, you just have to be careful with things you say and careful how you're interpreting things, and don't presume to know when you really don't know. Because that's just, all that does is irritate people. And I don't want to irritate anybody, and I don't really feel like being irritated. So I know that for me, being misunderstood is not a fun experience. Because not being seen clearly can be aggravating and hurtful and annoying. So I like to take extra care under these types of planetary aspects, like Mercury retrograde, to one, not take anything personally, you know, which I always try not to do anyway, but especially because the planetary influence is so strong. And I also know that with Ascension happening, everything is coming up for release anyway. So all these emotions that are feeling more powerful in our bodies, and we're wondering, you know, what the hell is happening? Like, why is this coming up now? It's coming up for release. And I'm not saying that we should spiritually bypass anything, because I don't think we should. I think it's really important, for one, not to just have a problem and automatically go to, oh, well, you know, I know this is an opportunity for growth, which is true. However, between the onset of the problem and the resolution point of, well, let me look at this as an opportunity for growth, in between, there's going to be a little stickiness. And it's in that in-between that you actually want to feel the feelings that you have and not bypass them. You want to allow yourself to fall to your knees if necessary and to feel all the feelings. And it doesn't feel good. It feels uncomfortable. And it feels hard. And sometimes that's what you have to do to get through to the other side. You can't just step over it. You have to actually stop, feel the feelings, acknowledge it. And then once you've rolled around in the mud for a while, you know, Mama Gina, Regina Tomashar, calls it swamping. You're in the swamp. You know, a rupture happens, or some sort of problematic thing happens in your life, and you're feeling all the things. You're rolling around in the mud in the swamp, and you're gnashing, gnashing. There's gnashing of teeth. You know, there's like screaming, hollering, crying. And even if it's not that dramatic, you know that what I mean is the way to the other side is to go through the mud and to feel the feelings, because they're not just going to go away unless you thoroughly feel them, process what needs processing, and let them go. Because holding everything in your body and just trying to, you know, smooth it over with a nice coat of spiritual paint is never going to work. Because then it's just going to keep coming up more and harder, and it's going to smack you in the face even worse than it did in the beginning if you don't pay attention to it. So yes, everything is an opportunity for growth. Everything hard that we encounter in life. But knowing that doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel bad. If you feel bad, then go ahead and feel bad for a while. It's actually an important step in getting through the thing, whatever the thing is. And sometimes when people are telling you about what's happened and they are actively feeling the thing, you want to just listen. You want to just let them feel the thing. You don't want to correct them or try to bring them back to, you know, that place of harmony automatically, because they just can't make that leap. It's too quick. You've got to do the in-between work, and you have to feel those feelings. There's no way of sidestepping them. There just isn't. Because if you're sidestepping what's really there, it's just going to follow you around and it's going to make it worse. So if you're in a situation where you've, you know, it's uncomfortable and you don't want it, yeah, definitely, you know, get to the point where you can allow it to be there. And try not to resist it as much as possible. But definitely, if there are feelings, feel those feelings. Because feeling the feelings is walking through the resistance and getting to the other side. The feelings are not the resistance. The feelings are just feelings that want to be felt. So that's why it's important not to, especially if someone else is trying to tell you what's going on and they're having issues and they're having problems, you don't automatically just want to tell them, hey, this is an opportunity for growth. Because that's not really what they want to hear at that point, at that moment. It's really not. You know, let them feel the feelings. Just say, hey, I get it. I totally get it. Because we do. We all get that. We all know how it feels to be, you know, in a very fucked up situation and having all these feelings about it and having our process. And it's important to allow someone the dignity of their process. Allow them to have what they need. And to get through that in the best way that they know how. And yes, offer help if help is wanted. But if they're right in the midst of, you know, some sort of processing or feeling the feelings, like, don't try to smooth it over spiritually. It's just not going to work. So this is like real life stuff. I am very spiritual, very, but I'm also in a human body. And, you know, it's not always an easy life. It's just not. Like, we all encounter things that we would rather not encounter. And I, for one, really get cranky when I am misunderstood. It's just really, it's really more of a bone of contention for me. Probably because of my human design, you know, and who I am as a person, that if I'm telling someone something and they are completely missing the mark and not understanding what I'm saying, it's like, I don't expect everyone to understand everything perfectly, but then don't offer guidance if I'm not asking you for it. Because one, I'm a projector. you don't need to guide the projector. It's just not necessary. And two, the thing about helping people is that you have to really focus on them. And I can feel when someone's not entirely focused on me. And if they're trying to assuage my feelings from a place of distraction, that I'm going to feel, and it's going to irritate me. As I think it might irritate a lot of people, I don't think I'm the only one. Because if I don't like the feeling of being placated. When I have an issue, I want to be heard. I want to be seen. I want to know that you are truly feeling and hearing what I'm conveying. Because if you're not, then just don't say anything. It's better. I personally would rather have someone who isn't totally able to focus on what is happening with me in the moment. I would rather they just didn't engage at all. Or if they're going to engage, they just say, hey, you know, I can understand that. And that's it. And not offer advice. Because offering advice where you're not fully present is a bad idea. It's really a really bad idea. I don't even do that. If I'm not fully present with someone, I know it's a bad idea for me to basically kind of pretend to be present. So again, all this is coming from, you know, the fact that Mercury is retrograde and there's just so much misunderstanding, and we can avoid that by not pretending, not trying to, not trying to be helpful if we're really not able to be. And I don't mean this to sound harsh. I really don't. But if it does, so be it. I am one who basically cannot hold things back. And I am going to be unfiltered, and I'm going to say what's on my mind. Because I think it's important. It's important to be able to convey feelings. It's important to be able to understand each other, you know, especially if you care about someone. And it's important to be authentic. And the last thing I want anyone ever to accuse me of is being inauthentic. So I'm going to tell it like it is. So if your loved ones are having issues and you can't quite relate or you can't be present enough for them, then, you know, that's all right. Not everybody can be everything to everyone at once or all the time. And you don't have to be. And like, you can try, but if you're really not able to, it's better to let the person know that instead of pretending. That's the best word I can use, you know? Because I know that when I have been presented with someone dealing with something hard, and I have not been in the headspace to help them, really, or to focus on them, it's better if I don't try. It really is. It's just better. And I'll let them know that, hey, I don't have the bandwidth for this right now. But when I do, I will definitely come circle back and I will give you my full attention. So that's a little insight into who I am and who I think a lot of people are. But especially, I can only speak for myself. And it's just really, it's really irritating to have someone be distracted and not able to focus on me and try to do it anyway. I mean, it's a lovely thought. It's sweet and kind, but it's not helpful. So it's better to wait until you're actually able to have the capacity to listen and help if it's appropriate. And for me, if I've processed something already and there's no need to go back, then that's okay too. Then we don't even need to discuss and it's a moot point. But, you know, anyway, these are just my thoughts this morning. Let me see how you're doing in the chat. I hope you can hear me okay because I'm kind of moving around. But let me go back to the chat. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this too. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I see you all. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. Renee says, I have Sun in Virgo and in my natal chart, it is retrograde. Ah, I can tell when Mercury is retrograde. Yeah. So, yeah, Pamela asked the question. Hey, Pamela. She asked the question, how does it hit you? I think she's asking you, Renee. So, if you want to expand on that, Renee, we would love to hear how you feel the Mercury retrograde hitting you. That's a really interesting question, and I would actually really like to know that. Because I've been telling you what happens for me sometimes when Mercury hits retrograde. I can always tell. And that's the only reason, other than Serena telling me, that's the only reason I actually knew Mercury might be retrograde. I was like, I'm being misunderstood. I'm feeling tension. I'm getting irritated. Gee, I wonder if Mercury's retrograde. So yeah, that's how I can tell. But maybe you feel it differently, Renee. So I'd love to know, actually. It's a good question, Pamela. Thanks for asking. Hey, Ben. Ben. Sorry, Edward. I saw your middle name before your first name. Edward. Hi, Edward. He says, blessed morning. Blessed morning to you too. Edward's middle name is Benjamin, which is what I saw first. So I wonder if anybody ever calls you by your middle name. That's kind of a nice name, Ben. I don't know. Do you look like a Ben? I don't know. Anyway, Edward is an Edward. Edward is not an Eddie. He's an Edward. Okay. Let me refresh. I'm going to refresh the chat and see if any of you are responding to what I said. I have to keep refreshing it, otherwise I don't see all your comments. Okay, Serena says, looks like it stopped and goes retrograde on Thursday. Okay, so then we're in the shadow, which basically has the same effect. You know, that creates the tension piece right there. And about a week before it goes retrograde and a week after it stops, you know, after it goes direct, there's still the energy of Mercury retrograde. So that makes a lot of sense why I would be feeling it today. And this weekend, I was like, what in the world is happening this weekend? Like I said, there were moments of insanity, not in me, but outside of me. which I guess is partially in me too, because we only see outside of us what's in us. No, I promise I'm sane. I'm not insane. I only have insane moments. But I think everyone does. But yeah, it was just a weird, energetic weekend. And today feels weird too. It's starting to feel better, but it does feel weird. So let's see. Who else is here? Okay, Edward says, moments I wish I could be in more places at once. Yeah, well. If I had to put perfect focus, I'd worry I'd never get anything done. But you're right, the people do deserve well enough for full attention often. Yeah, it's only in, it doesn't have to be like everyone everywhere all the time. You know, you don't have to be in more places at once. We're in human bodies for a reason. We can only be in one place at a time. Our attention can be in different places. And our energy can be in different places, more specifically. And I guess everyone does work differently, too. So someone like you, Edward, you're a manifesting generator. So you tend to put your energy in different places at once, whereas I, as a projector, don't do that. Not that I can't multitask, because I do. But if I'm placing my attention somewhere, especially if it's on a person who has asked for my guidance, then my focus is right there. And that's just how my energy works. My energy is penetrative. So whoever I'm focused on, I am focused on. It just doesn't work any other way. Like, I almost can't help myself. If I am feeling called to focus on you, if you have invited me, if you have invited my guidance and my attention, and I feel like it's a correct invitation, I basically don't have any choice but to focus on you, because my energy will automatically focus. And I guess that's harder for some people, like manifesting generators. Although I do think, I guess I would have to ask someone who is a manifesting generator how that feels. So maybe I'll ask you, Edward, how does it feel? Although I know you're also somewhat, you know, neurodivergent in some ways. How does it feel when you are talking to someone? Say someone is telling you about a problem and they're not really asking for feedback. They're just relaying what's happened. How do you feel? Can you fully focus on what they're saying enough? If you are also, this isn't the question I wanted to ask. I guess I don't quite know how to ask this question, because I only know how it feels for me. So I don't know. I'm sure it feels different for everyone, especially a manifesting generator, because you guys pivot. You pivot much more easily than, say, someone like me. So I'm sure it is different for you. But still, when you're faced with someone who you're talking to, obviously you want to focus on that person, right? That's pretty simplistic. But I guess that the way you work is, when you place your focus, you focus just enough so that it gets done. And I really think that that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how you work. And I also feel like Mercury retrograde can really skew things, like I was talking about. Because I can feel that that's what's been happening. It just feels like the energy isn't quite pulled together like it usually is. Not that it ever is, but you know what I mean. Energy is energy. And by virtue of its being energy, it's it can be focused, or it can be scattered, or it can be, you know, diffuse. It can be all over the place because it's energy. And that's a good thing, because we want our energy to be able to go where we want it to go. But definitely when I'm working with people, I have to focus my energy, and it's not hard because that's what I'm built to do. But yeah, focusing your energy properly is really important if you want people to feel like they are being understood. Because it's like I said, it's a terrible feeling, especially for someone like me, to feel like you're really not listening and you're really not understanding. It's like, I would rather just not engage with you if you're going to be distracted. It's just not fun for me. It doesn't feel good. It actually feels really icky in my body. I don't know if that's just me, but it feels like, like really discordant energy in my body, and it doesn't feel good. So anyway, I hope I'm making sense to some of you. But let me go check the chat again, because I wonder if there is anything that I can help anyone with, because I would really love to. I feel like I'm kind of going off on a tangent this morning. Just because I can feel Mercury very profoundly right now. And if I had something to focus on, that would really help. So I'm trying to focus on all of you, since you are here with me. And that is what I want to do. Edward says, I get that sometimes actually with my middle name. That's really funny, because like, you could be a Benjamin. You look like a Benjamin. You look like an Edward, and you look like a Benjamin. So you actually could go by either name. Either one would suit you. Okay. So Renee has not answered Pamela's question. Oh, yes, she has. Renee says, I notice people being not as outgoing and keeping more to themselves. Okay. So that's an interesting observation, Renee. During Mercury retrograde, you notice people not being as outgoing. Yeah, since Mercury rules communication, that's probably not that surprising. And Edward also says, I have no shame in my autism ADHD diagnosis. Nor should you. If I feel the hurt in another, I am compelled to fix it. I have a desire to help and feel a stagnating pain when I cannot alleviate another. Okay, so, and I hope that you weren't mistaking my cautiousness in divulging your neurodivergence as shameful. It's not. I like to keep people's privacy. That's it. And some people are more private than others. And don't like things like that divulged to the world on a radio show, which I can totally understand, but you obviously don't mind. And that's great. There's no shame in any of that. And hopefully I didn't convey that there was. And if I did, I apologize, because that wasn't my intent. But the fact that you're on the spectrum, Edward, it's pretty common actually nowadays. So I know several people who are on the spectrum. And that, to me, I mean, I actually love the topic because it's so fascinating to me. But the other part of what you said is part of your design, Edward. We know that. We know that you, your incarnation cross is such that your purpose in life is to help other people, and like in a big way. So it's no wonder that when you feel other people being hurt, you want to help them feel better. One, it's your actual purpose. And two, it's a very noble purpose. You have a desire to help, and it actually hurts you when you can't help alleviate someone's hurt. So I think that the key there for you in your purpose is to, and this is probably not easy for you, but part of your purpose is not to take that pain on, to acknowledge it and empathize, but not to actually allow yourself to go down into the pit of pain with the person. And it's a fine line sometimes, right? I get it. It's hard. But you're very sensitive. Excuse me. And that's a challenging one for you. It really is. It's like your purpose is completely tied to helping other people, to helping to soothe other people's pain and fix their problems. So naturally, some of that's going to rub off and you're going to feel it, but you'll be more able to help other people if you don't dive down into the pit with them. You know, if you can just throw the rope, help them climb out, and not actually like jump in with them, because then you're both stuck there. It's better for you and for them. So you might want to try to remember that. It's going to be better for the other person if you're really trying to help them, for you not to get in the middle of all that pain and take it on yourself, because you want to help them clear it in some way. You don't necessarily want to feel it yourself, because that's not going to help them or you. So that would be something for you to think about. Because if you're feeling the pain when you can't help someone, you feeling the pain isn't going to help them. It's not going to help them. And it's certainly going to hurt you. And you hurting more is not helpful to anyone. It's just not. We can't suffer enough to alleviate someone else's suffering. It's just not how it's done. So, yeah, Pamela says, I'm trying to take it as it comes. I used to just assume that everything was automatically going to be bad during a Mercury retrograde. Yeah, and that's not what I'm saying either. It's really not. I've had Mercury retrogrades, many of them, that were great. They were really great. So yeah, no, don't automatically assume it's going to be bad and bad things are going to happen, because that's not true. It's mainly that you just want to be, like I was saying earlier, you just want to be a little more careful when you're communicating with other people, because there can be a lot of misunderstanding. And often that's no one's fault, you know? Like I was texting with my friend this morning, and she wasn't quite understanding what I was saying, but she was trying, you know. But I also know that she was like in the middle of, you know, a bunch of other people, and probably her attention was being called elsewhere, which I get, because she's in the middle of like at a wedding. So it's kind of hard to, you know, focus on texting somebody when you're in the middle of people at a wedding. It's kind of crazy. So I didn't expect that. But that's what I mean. It's like, if you can't focus, then, you know, don't try to focus if you really can't, because it's just going to feel kind of weird and not good. It's better to just like wait till you can. It's much better. But yeah, no, everything doesn't have to be bad during a Mercury retrograde. Not at all. Far from it, actually. So yeah, I'm glad you don't look at it that way anymore, Pamela. Let me make sure I see all of you here. Okay. This takes me a minute to I gotta get new glasses too. These glasses are not the best. Okay. So Pamela says she's grumpy as heck. But she says she thinks it's more the winter blues for her. And she's in the middle of a blizzard. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, there's such a thing as, seasonal affective disorder. So when it gets cold and dark, people get depressed and cranky. And I get it. I do. I get that. So I'm sorry you're feeling winter blues. It's going to be spring again soon. I promise. So do the best you can in this moment, Pamela, Just do something that makes you feel better, Have some nice hot tea or hot chocolate. I like my hot chocolate. I like my hot chocolate made with natural cacao powder. It's this blend called Cacao Calm. I love it. It's so good. I've talked about it probably last year on one of my shows. Cacao Calm, C-A-L-M. And I make my hot chocolate with that. And then I take Trader Joe's chocolate whipped cream and I squirt it right on top. And it's so delicious. It's so, so delicious. And I usually make it with water, but you can make it with milk or whatever other liquid goes good with chocolate. But that's how I like it. And it's low calorie and, good for you, adaptogenic, all good stuff. But yeah, do something that makes you feel good. Take a nice hot shower or bath. Make sure you eat, Pamela. I have a feeling you need to pay more attention to your hydration and your food. You need to eat better, or eat more even. Hey, Jean. She says, hi, Lori. Hope all is well. My only other sibling passed 2 hours before the fire horse eclipse. Oh, wow. Okay, she goes on to say, we weren't close. I tried to get along, but he was always physically and emotionally abusive. Any guidance from spirit? Wow, I can feel the heaviness of that, Jean. It feels very heavy. And I'm sorry to hear that, even though you weren't close. It's still, there's still a lot of probably mixed feelings in there. Let me go get my cards and pull a card for you and see if spirit has anything to convey there. But like I was saying earlier, Jean, whatever feelings you're feeling, just allow yourself to feel them. And you'll get through them that way. Okay, I just had to set up my setup. Okay. Let me just see for you. And this card is for Jean, but if it resonates for anyone else, then it's for you as well. I was having trouble shuffling because I had injured my finger a while ago, but it feels much better. I'm still going to have to go get it checked, though, because I feel like something's still a little out of whack. Or maybe it's just the healing process isn't complete. Okay. All right, Jean. I got the goddess of the unknown. Okay. So a new chapter of your life is around the corner. Remove fear and embrace the unknown. Goddess of the unknown. Let me read what it says here. Only through the darkness of night are we able to see the beautiful tapestry of light, which stems from the stars above us. This card is here to help you ease your fears about the future and of the unknown. Even though you presently cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, you are being urged by the goddess to trust. You are always on the right path, even when you think you've strayed completely off it. A major chapter in the story of your life has recently come to a close, Interesting. And an exciting new chapter is about to begin. Through the current emptiness, the seeds of a fertile new future sprout through. Soon you will see the light shining as brightly as ever. And I just want to say, Gene, that even though you didn't get along with him, when someone transitions from the physical, you still feel it. You still feel a lot. Sometimes you feel even more because there's no closure. And death is a closure of sorts. I mean, it just is. It's a final thing. And I feel like this has a lot of meaning when it says major chapter in the story of your life has recently come to a close, because it has. Like, it literally has. And an exciting new chapter is about to begin. So I just want to offer that from my own experience, it was a little different than your situation because I was very close to my brother when he passed. But even if you're not close to someone and they pass, oh, there it is. Oh, I lost my phone for a second. Then I can't see the Facebook chat. But when someone passes who is significant in your life, even if you don't get along with them, it's still going to leave an empty space. So now, what's coming through for me to convey to you from Spirit is that's a space that you're going to want to fill with joy, some sort of joy. Whether it comes in the form of a person or people or something that you like doing that makes you happy. And don't actively pursue, oh, you know, I have to find something to fill up this empty space with joy. It's not like that. Just allow it. Allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling and allow that now empty space in your life, where it might have been filled with confusion and, you know, fear-based stuff and emotions before because of all the animosity and the emotional abuse. I'll just say it the way you said it. Now it can be filled with joy. And isn't that a lovely thing? Because now that he's in spirit, he's fully embodied in love. In spirit, there's no more abuse being directed at you. There's only love being directed at you from his spirit now. So rest in that, Gene, if you can, because I think that's going to help fill any void or any empty space or any places where you don't feel like there's closure. I really feel that because right now he's the pure energy of love. He's passed over into spirit. And there is no more fear. So see if you can tap into that and just allow yourself to feel your own spirit, your own loving essence, and connect with his if you want to. Because that's all that's there now. And that's all there really is. That's all that's real anyway. So I have to go and allow Christine DeMaurier to come on and do her show next. So stick around for her. She's lovely. And I want to wish you all a wonderful week. I hope that I was making some sense today. and I love you all so much. I hope that you all have a wonderful week and join me again next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.